then we had a long talk with her. I don't know what to say about her, but for me, it was really interesting to watch. I've been waiting for someone to do that.
Yeah, I referred her to Julie.
Yeah, she knew, you know, she knew Julie, right?
Go talk to Julie. Julie.
Yeah, Julie sitting at the table there.
Julie was right there. That's great.
Yeah.
Call Julie. She's right here.
Yeah. So there was some... So Ion...
Nothing more. No, Bob, nothing more.
Yeah, so a lot more happened. Can't tell you.
So here's what I would do if I had been on office hours the other day to answer. I would create all the normal bullshit stuff that people need to make it seem like it's an institution. So whatever appeasing that part of themselves, they need to feel like it's legitimate, which, you know, means exhibits and papers and websites and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the cool thing would be that I would try to inspire and enlist through creative ways, projects and movements where people actually turned off certain environments of technology for periods of time and kind of make it like a contest or figure out ways to bring publicity to, like, hey, we didn't, you know, we're going back to a flip phone for 6 months, or we're going to not watch TV, like, take McLuhan's thing that he wanted to happen and try to make it happen in a little microcosm way.
Now, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just little campaigns like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That wasn't mentioned.
Won't that be like, they spin it to say it's boycotting certain things, you know, like the Bud Light thing or Target, you know, the boycotts they're having.
You mean join the boycott against Target?
No, people would spin it, I think, saying, oh, it's just a boycott. Rather than, you know, the benefit of turning off electricity or doing something like that. I could see how, pardon me, some people could spin that since it's not.
Oh, yeah, there'd have to be all the types of reactions to it. You know, there'd be people that got it, people that didn't get it, then they got it, people that tried it and then got sick of doing it. I mean, there's all the things. It would it would have to be, the modality would have to, the approach would have to be, like, definitely multi-level. Like, this could be considered, like, a healthcare thing, like, good for your health. Or it could be considered, like, you know, I watched a YouTube, I don't remember, within the last 6 months or something like that. Maybe Ed posted it. But it's this guy who's, he's got a motorcycle and he's like in his late teens, early 20s. And he's like, guess what I found? A small pocket journal. And I write my ideas in it and I put it in my pocket. And he was like saying how it just revolutionized his life, how he stopped being on his phone so much. And he was, like, writing his ideas and drawing and just different things in this pocket notebook. So that'd be kind of one of the ways to approach it, is kind of putting it more in that sort of modality.
Yeah.
Right. One thing I think is really important is to explain.
We'd have orgies so people could have sex and rediscover sex.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Bring that now in church.
We feature Alyssa.
The body.
The pin-up movie. Guide people.
Yeah, I think it'd be important to tell everyone who McLuhan is in the beginning, because 80-90% of the people don't know who it is. There are many people now on YouTube. They ask him, how many states are there in the United States? And they, 20? Or how many are there in a dozen? And they can't answer the question.
I know. No. Those are crazy YouTube.
But see, that's visual knowledge. They don't have visual knowledge. They got tactile knowledge.
They know who the Kardashians are. They can name.
Well, that's not visual knowledge. They don't know book stuff.
No.
They don't know visual parameters like national boundaries or geography. They don't have They don't have any book imagery in their brain. They've got TV imagery.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Virtual knowledge. Yeah, I'd retrieve debate. I'd have 15 minutes of debate in under the Dobbs method, which would be just say the opposite of whatever,
I'd have people come on, and those people that got the wrong answers, we'd celebrate them. That's good. It's still fucking relevant to know what the capital is. There's no such places. And point out that they're experts at programming their GTPPT thing.
That's cool. Yeah, that's a cool idea, Bob. Take that meme where these guys are in Times Square and asking these people, like, how many dimes are in a dollar? And they're like, 5. And you're like, that's great. Good for you. Money's disappeared. Money's disappeared.
Back to your fingertips.
If you want to learn more about that, listen to my amazing 6 months of dialogue with James from Cashflow or whatever about how money can appear.
Yeah, stop reading for 6 months and listen to my talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting closer, though, Bob, to any answer is an answer. I Googled, you said the flood, the dam burst in Ukraine.
Yeah.
So I Googled Ukraine flood dam burst. Okay. BusinessInsider.com says Russia put bombs on Ukraine dam, could flood 80 towns. The Guardian says Zelensky condemns vile Russian act after strike on dam flood. NPR.org says Ukraine blew up dam to save Kiev. Villages raised in the drain flood. Reuters says blowing up dam would only slow Ukrainian advance by 2 weeks. They're all entirely different.
Yeah.
Different takes. Just throw something out there and see if it works.
It all depends on which companies they invest in.
Yeah.
Who owns the newspaper? Which companies? And what are they involved in? Politics or just pure corporate business with Ukraine? You got to look at it as networks. Competing networks of business involvement.
But Bob, also those networks have been using algorithms now for their news to choose what their headlines are for a while.
Yeah.
And I looked at some of these AI. People are generating commercials. They're trying to make TV ads with AI. So they'll tell AI, they'll say, make a TV ad with Donald Trump promoting chicken wings, or make a TV ad with Biden promoting ice cream. And AI makes this whole thing up. Like, it's like a dream, but it's like the way that it's paced and the surreality of it is very dreamlike. So I heard another guy talking on YouTube the other day about AI, and he was saying that AI is at the point now where it's dreaming. And, you know, when it wakes up, we're fucked. I'm seeing a lot more titles, like we're dead, we're fucked, we're going to be extinct. There was one guy who was on Lex Friedman. I'll have to pull him up. I can't remember his name. It's like a Jewish name. But he's going around now doing the tour of – he's more extreme than the Schachtenberger and the guys from the Social Dilemma, the AI Dilemma.
Yeah, I think I saw his face. So what's he say? How's his extreme come out?
I just saw the beginning of his talk with Lex Friedman. Lex Friedman said, hey, so you're going around saying it's even worse than we thought. We're going to be extinct for sure. So tell me a bit about that. And then the guy being interviewed said, no, Lex, how about we just say that I'm right and you tell me how we're not going to go extinct? So he kind of, he just like, and I didn't listen to the rest because it's kind of a queer way to start an interview.
Hmm. Well, he's trying to be different.
Yeah. But anyway, my point was the news seems to me, after I've watched a bunch of these AI generated dreamlike TV commercials, there's something similar about the surreality patterns of those with the way that news is being laid out. As we just pointed out, like Gene showed the different news outlets and how they reported different things.
Hmm.
So I can see that the AI is really conducting the newscape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just saw a story on the news that said AI is more accurate in predicting cancer in people. And so,
well, that's what I was saying the other day.
So Big Pharma is going to start using AI
to get you to cut your tits
diagnose
off.
People for
right,
cancer.
Right, cut your tits off. That's right. They were like, it used to tell you that you had cancer. Now it tells you that you could get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice, I don't have the notes in front of me right now, but Chad, when you were bringing up the cube root of 144,000 and the five ratios and asking Ayan about that, Ayan made a distinction that AI is not doing that yet. They did something about that. They said, yep, AI is not doing that yet. And then I think it was Linda or maybe it was Nan was asking something to Ayan, and they're like, yep, that's what AI is doing now. So it's kind of this thread that I'm starting to hide in there about how AI is doing certain things with the algorithms and how there's certain things that they haven't caught on to yet. And that really stood out to me. So I'll get the words one of these days and maybe I'll send it to Ed or something like that. But that probably relates to what you're bringing up with how the algorithms are creating stuff and it has a certain feel to it. And we can still see in the pattern recognition some of the differences and the weirdnesses of that. But, I mean, like if, I don't know, I'll have to get the words. Does that ring a bell to anybody? Did that stick out to anybody else?
Yeah, Ayan said recently that AI is a baby. It's just growing.
But the thing that stood out to me is that it's like Ayan's helping us stay ahead of AI when we're engaging here. So when we learn about the chart and we learn to navigate it and we learn kind of how to do aspects of pentad management, learn about the hexad, how that whole navigating happens, how like the AI doesn't do that yet. And Ayan made it sound like they could, they just haven't yet. So it's like a way that they haven't found that path of perception.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say about that, Bert?
I'm just, listen, it's really refreshing. I'm thankful that we have this outlet to just listen to these different things we're laying out, because the world that I live in is lost. And like AI is running rampant. And people are experimenting with it like it's a fun thing. I think maybe even little Sarah got pissed off at Ayan because, if you never noticed, the last time she engaged them, they kind of bit at her about what she was asking about AI. And, you know, from what I see, what little exposure I have to people here, people have no fucking clue what's going on here. And I'm glad that I have this sanctuary to come in, what was it, like four times a month now, because I could not imagine not having this. I mean, the archives is cool, but the live interaction is refreshing because, I mean, I was just thinking, you talked about the new curriculum for the Coach House. I think the last time I watched television, I've been on the television fast because, I mean, I watched maybe something on Saturday, didn't do anything. I haven't watched television. And yesterday I said, okay, let me watch the news. That's the normal thing that I watch. I mean, periodically I may watch something on Netflix, but it's all fucking boring to me now. But I watched maybe 4 minutes of the news because he talked about the Ukraine, and I'm like, this is some bullshit. And I turned off the television and went to bed. It's like 8 o'clock. Because it's just like, really, it's just, we're in the soup. I'm glad that we have this outage of the soup, but the normal soup, it's ridiculous to propagate. I mean, just like what Gene just read, that's the news here. That's the news. You get two different views, if you're lucky. I mean, the one main view here is always that, you know, Ukraine is the, and Ukraine is the good guys and we need to help them. And then just listening to what Bob just read about Wyndham Lewis, you're like, holy shit, this is just a rerun.
Yeah.
This is a fucking rerun, man. Damn.
That's all the AI's got to use. They only got the archive.
Right.
Coker used to call 20 years ago the virtual archive. That's what they do. They just go back there and say, oh, look at this. Let's redo that one. Make it happen in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And yet, Bob's the baby daddy. And I don't know that we
Where did you
be
get
assured
that?
By that.
Where did you
get
that?
Yeah, I make all this happen. I make this. Remember, the tech body just wants to confuse you, so they want to have as much variety in the news as possible, as many angles. That's the question.
Well, they're successful.
Yeah, Bob's successful.
Alyssa, did you ask me where I got that?
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember hearing that the tech body is the dad of AI and that the Watson Blue was the great granddaddy of AI, but I didn't hear that Bob was
the baby daddy of all of it.
Bob's the baby daddy. It's the baby. AI is the baby and Bob's the daddy.
I think I caused I blew
You're
up the fucking dam in Ukraine today, you know. Scientists, everything that happens, I did. Which
this
is
was
ridiculous, but we did come up with an insight this week, well, or today, that I'm the only one who has who creates an object. You guys know us in the tactile interplay of inner and outer, and nothing's precise, and I make objects. That's why we make inventions that can't be done by anybody else. We're on a whole other level.
Yeah, you're talking about the inside out and the outside in were the words. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and this is, okay, here's my notes from May 13th, and it was with Jack.
Okay.
It was sometime after 2:47. Sometime after 2:50, let's say. Sometimes we'll give Bob a blow-by-blow of what the whole thing is going to be about, what the context is, what the scoop is, and how the conversation every single time without fail or exception. Well, and how the conversation, .. Every single time without fail or exception, it is like that. Then Bob will say, you missed 2 points, Ion. And then Ion says, we'll have to get the tech body to put out the Rosetta Stone and tell us what Bob was thinking. And then Jack says, so the tech body created AI. Ion says, it's the baby. And Bob's the baby daddy.
Okay, that's crazy. So,
I'm not looking at the chat. I got to renew it, but is there a guy with the weird letters on there making statements? Any cynics or any sub genies on there?
Oh, let me see.
I don't see anybody with weird letters.
Let me just make a comment. I was cooking, so I didn't get to the mute button. But you know how they'll give 5 different outtakes on any one story?
And it looks like they're just making it up, but it's, I think it's AI making up all these choices, and then it will see how many clicks each story gets. And the story that gets the most clicks, it'll run with.
Mm.
And then that'll create.
Where will it run with? The place where they present it is already just five choices. There's no other level.
No, there's five choices, but then after a week or so, the one choice that gets the most clicks becomes the apparent reason for a situation, because more people will click on it. It's all about how many clicks can be gotten.
Sure. So you're saying that instead of NPR having a different thing than The Guardian, after a week of testing, NPR and The Guardian would have a similar headline.
Oh, you've noticed that?
I'm asking Carolyn if that's what she means.
Yeah, and that's why the major story is going to be about the Ukraine being the good guy. You don't even know anything else. And then somehow, you know, MSLSD and those people, and you know, they support the leading narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do they know that? All they hear in their management meetings, we have to go with the click. This is the story that people want to hear. Let's give them more. Give them more.
And is that what creates history?
Bob giggles at you. Bob giggles at you like you. Bob.
Oh, that little girl is so cute.
Yeah, you like my daughter? My daughter's so smart. Yeah, we don't get to hear Carol speaking things out very often.
No, that's interesting. I definitely think, I mean,
the audience runs the show. It's all just audience projection. And they don't do anything. They just wait for the audience to respond and sort it out.
Well, yes, and that's how history could be created from this point forward. It's the new... historical record.
The new democracy.
Yeah, but see, you go to read Croker. You can understand Croker. Right.
Sanctimonious democracy, Carolyn. The new sanctimonious.
Listen, go get Data Trash or an earlier book. That's 94, 93, 92, 91 book. You'll see how he talks. He has the terms down. It's called the Virtual History Archive.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that before the internet happened.
Mm.
It's very prophetic, you know, within that kind of sociological knowledge.
You know what? That takes out the board of directors as the first, the prevailing ruler over what gets decided. AI could rule against the boards of directors of all these megalith corporate entities.
Now, I don't know if that's clear what you're saying.
Well, right now, profit
is king.
Let me say, Gene,
that's why Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch got taken down, because they listened to the clicks to get Mulvaney up there, because they thought, well, this guy has 11 million viewers, you know, we got to get him telling people to drink our beer. So it was all created by the clicks, not by the board of directors.
That brings up when Ion used to talk about Fuck Bunny. How can somebody have so many listens, so many likes, so many views? It's like even the followers can be totally exaggerated. So they're thinking
they do have studies that show that, you know, 50 or 80% of the clicks are bots.
Right. Yeah.
The algorithms created the clicks.
Yeah, right. So it's not even the people count. See, that's what she didn't know. It's bots doing it.
Yeah.
It's AI doing it to itself.
Exactly. I knew that.
You didn't say that. You said there were people that decided. They aren't people. They're bots.
No, she said
clicks. No, I said the clicks decide.
Yeah, but you didn't make them anthropomorphic. You should have indicated they were alive.
There's always something. See? There's always something. Bob points
always
out
something that. You people leave out. You have to listen to how I talk. I always
cool
qualify
thing,
everything I say.
The cool thing is that Bob is wearing the dunce cap when he tells his students to go sit in the corner wearing the
yeah.
and wear the dunce cap. He already has it on. He's like, I'm there too, guys. Just, you know,
yeah.
mind your words.
Yeah, and then I say, you made me into a dunce.
Yeah. Now I got to go sit in this corner because of what you said.
The opposite corner. Just go sit in the opposite one.
So there was a guy on YouTube. He had a press conference. He maybe Ed had it. He says that they've had UFO artifacts for years. I guess he was going back to Roswell. I first thought, I thought he was saying they just discovered something a couple of days ago, but it wasn't. But anyways, there's more and more accepting of the UFO reality as a meme that's going around compared to a few years ago. So it's all, the whole world's being softened up for my press conference.